One of Colombia's most beloved musicians was also a convicted killer, and that complicates efforts by Colombian lawmakers to honor him. Reporter John Otis has the story.
The music of Diomedes Díaz blasts from a cantina in La Junta, a village of dirt, streets, and cactus on the edge of a desert where the late singer grew up. His songs celebrate country living, all-night partying, and falling in love. This style of music is called vallenato. Díaz was Colombia's vallenato king, and La Junta is now a mecca for his fans. Many, like retired oil worker Hector Suarez, come to see the people and places depicted in Díaz's songs.
Ya es la segunda vez que venimos. Somos diomedistas. Diomedes era un ídolo para nosotros.
This is our second visit. Diomedes was our idol, says Suarez, who spent 2 days driving here with his family. But offstage, Díaz was often out of control. He was a heavy drinker and cocaine user, and relatives say he fathered at least 28 children. In 1997, a drunken Díaz got into a fight with his 24-year-old girlfriend, Doris Adriana Niño. He ended up strangling Niño, and his bodyguards dumped her corpse in a cow pasture. Díaz then fled to the mountains and found refuge with paramilitary drug traffickers. He finally turned himself in and was convicted of manslaughter. But due to Colombia's lenient penal code, he spent just 2 years behind bars. In 2005, Díaz launched a triumphant comeback tour and all seemed forgiven. When he died of a heart attack 2 years ago, thousands attended his funeral. President Juan Manuel Santos called Díaz a musical genius.
Sus canciones son himnos que habitan en la memoria.
So why is it that Colombians are so willing to overlook Díaz's criminal past? For some answers, I speak with Yalile Giordanelli. She's the producer of a top-rated Colombian TV series about the life and death of Díaz.
Hombre, el problema realmente no es Diomedes. Es una costumbre de la región. Hoy en día todavía...
The problem isn't just Diomedes, Giordanelli says. In a macho society like Colombia's, violence against women is common, even accepted, she says. As a result, the killing of his girlfriend is widely viewed as a minor blemish on Díaz's career.
Nadie es perfecto en la vida.
No one is perfect, says Álvaro López, who played accordion in Díaz's band. The Colombian Congress seems to agree. It's now considering a bill to honor Díaz for his contributions to Colombian folklore. Opponents say the bill makes no sense. Just a few months ago, these same legislators passed a law that imposes tougher punishments on those who murder women and girls.
Me resisto a que este Congreso de la República le brinde honores.
During a fierce debate over the bill, lawmaker Maria Robledo said, "I will not stand to let this Congress pay tribute to a man who mistreated and was violent towards women." But other lawmakers are fans of the singer, and the bill is expected to pass. As for Díaz, he never said much about his manslaughter conviction. But before he died, he spelled out his feelings in a song called Forgiveness. You have thousands of reasons to scold me, but I deserve another chance, Díaz sings. I've also done good deeds, so everyone should forgive me. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, La Junta, Colombia.